我们感谢主，在以赛亚书里头越过越叫我们看到神对人的心意。
We thank the Lord in the book of Isaiah. More and more he let us see his will.
特别是对他所拣选的子民。
Especially for his chosen people.
他按照他所看为最美的，为他的子民安排一切。
According to what he deems best, he arranged all those for his chosen people.
但是我们没有办法不承认这一个事实。
But we have to acknowledge this fact.
从亚当里头出来的人总有那一个堕落的天性。
Those who are from Adam, we have this fallen nature.
非常容易的就离开主的引导和带领。
And very easily we will depart from the Lord's guidance.
一个很根本的原因就是我们天然里面就是不接受神的权柄。
A very basic reason is that in our nature we would not accept God's authority.
我们虽然是这样活在他的面前。
And even though we live like this before him.
他也按照他的性情给我们管教。
And he used, according to his nature, he disciplines us.
要把我们带回他喜悦的路上。
In order to bring us back to the path that pleases him.
但是神的管教就用他自己的话来说，当时并不觉得快乐。
And God's disciplines, according to his own words, is at that time we would not feel happy about it.
但是你看到神的心的时候，你就看到他为什么要给属他的人有管教。
But if we see God's heart, then we'll understand why would he need to discipline those he loves.
乃是要叫他们的脚步转回到主的路上。
It is in order to turn around the footsteps to the path of the Lord.
要把他们带回作为一个圣洁的国民的那个光景里。
And also to bring them back to the condition that they will be a holy nation.
那所以神给历世历代以来都给属他的人有管教。
So throughout generations, God would discipline his people.
甚至是有鞭打。
To a point that he would scourge them.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在他管教或是鞭打的同时，
Under his discipline or scourging,
他没有短缺他的安慰。
That his comfort is not in lack.
虽然按照人的愚昧，一落到管教里的时候，就好像什么都完了。
Even though according to man's foolishness, once we're in discipline, we feel that everything's over.
再没有路走了。
There's no more way out.
神把我丢弃了。
That God has forsaken me.
神不再接受我了。
That God is no longer accepting me.
但是神从来不让我们起这样的念头。
But God has never let us have this kind of thought.
他什么时候伸出管教的手，他也同时伸出扶持和安慰的手。
And whenever he stretched out the hand of discipline, he also stretched out his hand of comfort and support.
我们实在要感谢赞美我们的主。
And truly we need to thank and praise our Lord.
那我们看了那么许多的以赛亚书。
And after we have read so much of the book of Isaiah,
我们已经看到这样的一种光景。
That we have already seen this condition.
今年我们看到神向他的百姓说出他怎么对付，或是说他怎么对待与他的百姓有关联的每一个民族和国家。
And we have seen that God has told his people how he deals with those nations or tribes that have some relationship with his people.
我们必须要看见神说到他怎么来对付那些邦国，乃是为要叫以色列的百姓看见神做工的法则。
And God to explain to his people why he would deal with those nations is to tell them how he wants to work.
不错，神是蛮有怜悯的神。
It is true that God is a God of mercy.
神也喜悦那些寻求他的人的神。
And he takes pleasure in those who seek after him.
他为他们存留许许多多的恩惠和怜悯。
And he has saved for them much blessing and grace.
但是我们的神也是一位公义的神。
But our God is also a God of righteousness.
圣洁的神。
And he's a holy God.
所以 他也不甘心看见属他的人往神以外的事物里边拽下去。
So that he's not willing to see those belong to him to go into a path or to the things that do not belong to him.
所以他就伸出管教的手。
So he would stretch out his hand of discipline.
那我们看以赛亚书这一大段的话的时候，我们都看到这样的事。
And after reading all those words in the book of Isaiah,
我一再和弟兄姊妹提到。
And I have mentioned to brothers and sisters.
我们不能忘记，当以赛亚说话的时候。是说预言。
We must not forget that when Isaiah was speaking, he was speaking in prophecies.
我们今天读以赛亚书的时候，我们是读历史。
And today, when we read the book of Isaiah, we are looking at history.
那我们把这个区别弄清楚了，我们就领会得到，当时神借着以赛亚说话的那一个目的。
And when we're clear about this difference, then we could understand the purpose of God speaking through Isaiah.
如果光是读历史那样来读以赛亚书，那我们觉得没有什么太多的意思。
And if we read the book of Isaiah as we are reading history, then we will find it not with not much meaning.
但是我们看到这些原来都是预言。
But we see that these are all prophecies.
现在成了历史。
Now it has become history.
这个过程就很有讲究了。
And then this process has a lot into it.
你说一些预言。
And when you're speaking prophecy,
永远不会成为历史。
And these would not become history.
但是这里有些人说了预言。
But then there are some people who speak prophecies.
那些预言就成了历史。
And those prophecies become history.
为什么？
And why is that?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们说的是我们自己的话。
What we speak are the words of our own.
那些人说的是说神要说的话。
But the other people, they are speaking the words of God.
区别就是在这里。
And that's the difference.
预言就成了历史。
And prophecies become history.
当我们看到这样的一个事实。
And when we see this fact.
我们从这些预言成为历史的事实的里头，你就看见神的自己。
And when we see the, how the prophecies have become history, then we can see God himself.
你不但是看见当年做工的神。
Not only do you see the God who worked before.
你也看见现在做工的神。
And you can also see the God today who's working.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那我们看到23章了。
And we come to chapter 23 now.
那23章是说到与神的百姓有关联的那个列国的事的最末后的一章。
And chapter 23 is the last chapter that talks about the nations that has to do with the God's people.
但是这一章就很有意思了。
And this chapter is very meaningful.
如果你要看它这一章里面所说的内容。
If you want to look at the content of this chapter.
都是很简单的。
It's very simple.
那就是说到推罗。
It talks about Tyre.
它是一个很会做生意的国家。
This is a country that's good in business.
这个民族就是以航海来做贸易，最有本领。
And this country is good for doing business in on the sea.
所以在跟它附近的那一带的地方，都很跟它很要好，很尊重它。
And the countries or the people surrounding them, they are very friendly with them.
但是神在23章的里边借着以赛亚宣告一件事。
But in chapter 23, through Isaiah, God has proclaimed one thing.
这样的一个强盛又富有的推罗有一天要成为荒凉之地。
That Tyre, this strong and rich country, one day it would become desolate.
什么原因呢？
And why is that?
我想我不详细来说里边的内容，因为这些我们从字面已经看到了。
And I would not go into details about the content because we can read about it.
我要特别指出的是神做这个事情的原因。
What I'd like to point out is the reason why God did these things.
那么在23章的里头，我们很清楚的看到神这样的来处理推罗这一个地方。
And in chapter 23, we can see how God dealt with Tyre very clearly.
乃是根据 两个事实。
It is based on two facts.
一个是神要叫骄傲的人下去。
One is God wants to cause the prideful people to fall.
因为推罗很会做生意，赚了很多的钱。
Because Tyre is very good in business and earned a lot of money.
所以他们的人就心高气傲了。
So the people are very prideful.
如果我们看到以西结书里头有关推罗的那个预言的时候，
If we look at the book of Ezekiel and about the prophecies about
Tyre, 你大概会晓得一件事。
And then you will understand one thing.
因为推罗他是在海边。
Because Tyre is close to the sea.
并且在海边的最开的那个海里面有一个好大的岛。
And then there's an island in the sea.
那这些地方就构成了那个推罗的那个地理。
And all these places has contributed to the geographical condition of Tyre.
是因着这个地理的原因，加上他们的那一个繁荣。
And because of this geographical condition and the prosperity of the land.
而他们的君王和百姓都在那里夸一个口，我们推罗是推不倒的。
And the people and the king, they're so boastful and say that Tyre would not fall.
没有人可以能征服我们。
And no one can conquer us.
但是如果我们读以西结书的时候，
But if we read the book of Ezekiel,
你看到一件事，
and you will,
神在那里指着他们就说，
And you will see one thing that God points at them.
要成为那个渔人晒网之地。
And say that one day you will become the place where the fishermen will cast the nets.
没有人在你那里居住的。
And there will be no inhabitants in your land.
那么在以赛亚书里面提到推罗的时候，就没有说的那么细。
But in the book of Isaiah, when it mentions about Tyre, it didn't go into detail.
只是说到他们很会做生意。
It only talks about how they are good in business.
但是呢，他们心高气傲。
But then these people are very prideful.
神说，
And God said,
推罗神要把他拆毁。
That he would tear down Tyre.
我们留意第九节。
Let's take note of verse
9. 还是连第八节我们也念念。
We also read verse 8.
推罗本是赤冠冕的，他的乡札是王子，他的买卖人是世上的尊贵人。遭遇如此，是谁定的呢？是万军之耶和华所定的，为要污辱一切高傲的荣耀，使地上一切的尊贵人被藐视。
Verse 8, who planned this against Tyre, the bestower of crowns, whose merchants are princes, whose traders are renowned in the earth. The Lord Almighty planned it to bring low the pride of all glory and to humble all who are renowned on the earth.
这个是推罗给推倒的属灵的原因之一。
This is one of the spiritual reasons why Tyre fell.
那也就是向以色列的百姓来说明。
Which is also to explain the people of Israel.
一切心高气傲，在那里专靠自己，夸耀自己，不寻求神的，他们的结局就像推罗。
And all those who are boastful and depend on themselves and do not seek after the Lord, their result, the end result will be like Tyre.
他们可以有一阵子很风光。
They can have the good days for a moment.
但是不能有长久。
But it will not last.
总有一天，神要让他们倒下去。
And in one day, God would cause them to fall.
那这是一个原因。
And this is one reason.
那另外一个原因是什么呢？
And what is the other reason?
我想有一些事情我也先说一说。
And I will first mention some other things.
那神就说到他怎么去把那个推罗来推翻。
That God has mentioned how he would overthrow Tyre.
他这里暗暗说到是巴比伦来把他灭掉。
Hiddenly, it says here, this Babylon will come and destroy it.
那我们在前头说到巴比伦被神咒诅的时候，我们已经提了。
And before when you talked about how Babylon was cursed by God, we mentioned it.
但以赛亚说话指着巴比伦说话的时候，
When Isaiah spoke against Babylon,
Babylon 还没有兴起。
That Babylon has not risen up yet.
Babylon 还是个支支吾吾闻的一个小部落。
And Babylon was still a very small tribe that's unknown to others.
但是神就已经指着巴比伦说出巴比伦会怎么兴起，又怎样的败落。
But God has already told Babylon how Babylon will rise up and how it will fall.
那现在提到对付开罗的这一个地方的时候，
And now when it talks about Tyre, this place,
弟兄姊妹你就看到了，
And brothers, you will see,
神在这里就说出了，
And God said here,
谁来把推罗搞垮呢？
And who would destroy Tyre?
巴比伦人。
It's the Babylonians.
是哪里看到呢？
And where can we see this?
十三节。
In verse 13.
他说看了加勒底人之地向来没有这名。
It says, look at the land of the Babylonians, this people that is now of no account.
这国是亚述人为住旷野的人所立的。
Assyrians have made it a place for desert creatures.
说出什么？
And what does it say?
说出加勒底那就是巴比伦了。
It talks about Chaldeans, which is the Babylonians.
根本算不得什么的。
And they are people of no account.
那里人口也不多。
And there's not many people.
不过是亚述里面的一个小地方。
Which is only a small place in Assyria.
诶，但是他们要给兴起来，结果呢，要把推罗的王宫殿都拆掉。
But then they will rise up and also destroy the palace of Tyre.
而要使推罗成为荒凉。
And also will make Tyre desolate.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个事情，在以赛亚说话的时候，谁都不能接受，谁都不会相信。
As verses for such a matter at the time when Isaiah was speaking, nobody could accept it or believe it.
第一，你看见推罗是那样的繁荣富兴盛。
Because for one thing, you can see Tyre at that time was very prosperous and very strong.
怎么可能会垮掉呢？
How is it possible that it will fall?
第二，你说将来叫他们给弄塌了，是一个现在还名不见经传的一个小国家。
And also the country that will destroy it is a country now it seems like it has no significance.
谁能相信呢？
So who could believe that?
但是你用不着在当时相信。
But you do not have to believe at that time.
当神就是说了这样的事。
And God has said this.
等到事情，等到时间到的时候。
And after the time has come.
你就看到了。
Then you will see.
神怎么说。
And how God.
事情就怎么成就。
How God said the matter would be fulfilled.
我不详细说到那个他。历史上面的事情。
And I will not go into details about the history.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果有兴趣的话，你去找找这些资料来看，你会看到完全是按照字面来成就推罗的那一个灭亡。
But brothers, if you're interested, you can look up some information, then you will find the things are fulfilled according to the letters.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这是因着他们的高傲，神叫他们给推倒。
And it is because of their pride that God caused them to fall.
那另一个原因是什么？
And what is the other reason?
这个是主要的原因。
And this is the main reason.
这个原因是为着神的百姓。
And this reason is for God's people.
那当然，神在推罗没有给推倒以前，神就说了这个事。等到事情成就，那神的百姓看到了，也知道神的手所做的。
And God has spoken these words before Tyre fell, so that His people, after they see what happened, they would understand what God was doing.
但是神的手要做这个事情，还有一个更高的目的。
But that's another higher purpose of the reason why God would do this.
那个更高的目的是什么？
And what is this higher reason?
是叫以色列民看见神怎么说话，神的信实就怎么的显明。
And it is for the Israelites to see however God speaks that His faithfulness will be fulfilled.
推罗倒下去 已经是显明神的信实。
The fact that Tyre fell was already manifesting God's faithfulness.
但是神说推罗倒下去七十年。
But God said that Tyre would fall for 70 years.
七十年以后，神要让他们再一次复兴过来。
But after 70 years, they will be revived again.
弟兄姊妹，如果你找到推罗给毁灭的那些历史的事情来看，你说七十年推罗就能再复兴过来。
And verses you can find information of how Tyre is destroyed, and you might ask how could it revive again in 70 years?
有这个可能吗？
Is it possible?
因为你要是从到以西结书去看的时候，推罗是可以说是给弄成一个平地。
Because if you look at the book of Ezekiel, you will see that the Tyre, the land, has been destroyed totally.
刚才我说了，他们 离开海岸一定的地点有一个很大的海岛。
And then I mentioned earlier that in the sea, apart from the land, there's a big island there.
推罗他们就看着我们有这样一个地理环境，如果陆地上面有人来对付我们，我们就退到海上。
And Tyre looked at itself and said that we have such a geographical condition. If anybody comes to attack us on the land, we can retreat to the island.
航海是我们的专长。
And we are very good in sailing.
其他的民族都在这方面都赶不上他们。
And the other nations are not as good in this area.
所以他们说，他们一退到那个海岛上的时候，陆上的人就对他一点办法都没有。
So if they retreat to the island, then those people on the land cannot deal with them.
但是以西结书那里就说的。
But in the book of Ezekiel,
那将来推罗要成为平地。
That in the future, Tyre will become a flat land.
人就会想，
and then people will think,
那海岛离开海岸那么远，
that this island is so far away from the mainland,
你怎么可以把它连起来？
How could you connect them?
成为平地，
so it would become a flat land,
那就不再是一个海岛，
and then it would not be an island anymore.
谁也没办法想到这样的事情，
so nobody could imagine such a thing.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹，你晓得后来推罗果然是在尼布甲尼撒攻打他们的时候，他们都退到海岛上。
And the verses you will see that Tyre, when King Nebuchadnezzar attacked it, it actually retreated to the island.
那当时尼布甲尼撒的那个巴比伦军队也的确无奈他的何。
And at that time, King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian army, they could not do anything about it.
他们就很安全的在那个海岛上。
So the people of Tyre, they were very safe in the island.
像这样的话，
and if it's like this,
神说的话就没有成就了。
Then God's words would not be fulfilled.
推罗是给打伤了，但是却没有给打倒。
The Tyre was harmed, but it was not defeated totally.
但是你没想到啊。
But it's beyond our imagination.
尼布甲尼撒王做不到的事情，等到亚历山大，就是那个希腊帝国、马其顿帝国兴起来的时候，就做成了。
The things that the king Nebuchadnezzar could not accomplish is when Alexandra during his time that they could do it.
亚历山大以来攻打推罗。
And Alexander, he came to attack the country Tyre.
他们也用这个办对付尼布甲尼撒的那个方法来应付那个亚历山大。
And then the people of Tyre also used the way they dealt with Nebuchadnezzar to deal with Alexander.
但是亚历山大就没有尼布甲尼撒那么急躁，就攻不下就退兵嘛。
But the king Alexander was not like Nebuchadnezzar that he retreated once he could not take Tyre down.
他说，你不跑到海岛，我也都要把你攻下来。
That he said that even if you go into the island, I will attack you.
那他怎么攻到那个海岛上呢？
And how did he attack into the island?
他下了一道命令。
That he gave a command.
叫整个的那个马其顿的军队把整个路上的那个推罗城全都拆掉。
That he gave a command to the Macedonian army and to destroy the whole path of Tyre.
本来推罗城是蛮繁盛、繁荣的了，因为他赚了很多钱嘛。
Originally, the city of Tyre was very prosperous because they earned a lot of money.
把原来那个推罗城整个的拆掉，拆掉干什么？
So they have completely destroyed the city of Tyre. Why did they do that?
把那些建筑物所拆下来的那个砖头啊、木头啊。泥巴啊，什么能弄都是都弄到那个海峡里面去，把那个海峡整个填平。
So that after they destroyed the buildings, they used all the rocks and the stones and all the clay to put them in the sea to pave away.
马其顿的军队根本就没有用船来到那个海岛。
And the Macedonian armies did not use ships to go to the island.
就是走陆地。就上那边去了。
They actually walked on the land to go into the island.
所经过的那个推罗灭掉的那个历史里边所发生过的事。
And this is what happened in the history of Tyre being destroyed.
我不扯那么远，因为这个事情还在这个事情以后。
And I won't digress too much because it happened
after this. 我们回来注意的以赛亚当时说话的。
Let's come back to the time of Isaiah when he spoke.
推罗一定要给。
He said Tyre would be destroyed for sure.
但是年数是七十年。
But it's only for 70 years.
七十年以后。
After 70 years.
神要把他们重新复兴过来。
God will once again revive them.
好，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们就要留意这个事。
Now we have to pay attention to this.
如果我们读旧约历史的里头，你有一点点的印象。你也许会问这样的一个问题。
If you read the history in the Old Testament and you have some impression, you might ask this question.
为什么又是七十年？
Why is it also 70 years?
弟兄姊妹们，你会问这个问题，你就领会神的意思。
Brothers and sisters, you know to ask these questions and you have understood God's reason.
弟兄姊妹，你记得一件事。
Brothers and sisters, remember one thing.
当时我一再强调说，在当时以赛亚说这个话的时候是预言。
I need to emphasize this. At that time when Isaiah spoke, this is a prophecy.
还没有发生的事情。
And this has not happened yet.
那等到后来，弟兄姊妹们，你又听到另外一个先知说七十年。
And later on, you will hear another prophet saying 70 years.
那然后你再从另外一个先知。那里又碰到七十年。
And then from another prophet, you will once again come across 70 years.
虽然另一个先知和再一个先知，他们所说的七十年是同一件事。
Even though the other prophet and also another prophet, the 70 years, they're talking about the same matter.
但是弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的知道。
Brother and sister, you know this very
clearly. 另外一个先知说七十年是耶利米。
The other prophet,Talking about 70 years is Jeremiah.
耶利米说什么呢？
And what did Jeremiah say?
耶利米说犹大要被掳到巴比伦。
He said that Judah will be sent to exile to Babylon.
七十年，神要把他们带回来。
In 70 years, God will bring them back.
那么另外一个先知呢，是但以理。
And the other prophet is Daniel.
他记得那七十年。
He remembered the 70 years.
是等到被掳的七十年来到了，他就在神面前祷告。
So after that 70 years, the time's up, he prayed to God.
来看神怎么来成全他所说的。
And to see how God would fulfill his words.
你说怎么那么巧？
And you would say, how come it's such a coincidence?
犹大以后被掳七十年，神又把他们带回来。
In the future, when Judah was sent to exile for 70 years, God would bring them back.
现在神又在犹大被掳以前就说到推罗要给毁灭七十年，然后神就复兴他们。
Now before Judah was sent into exile, God would say that after the 70 years, Tyre will be revived.
是偶然碰在一起的吗？
Is it a coincidence?
当然我们不敢说没有偶然的这个成分。
And we dare not to say that it's not such a part of a coincidence here.
但是问题就是在这里。
But that's an issue here.
你说凑巧，怎么凑巧的那么巧
？If you say it is by chance, how could it be such good timing?
那既然是那么巧
，If it's such a coincidence,
难保这一个巧不是神的安排吗
？Can Can we say that this is not arranged by God?
我想这一个，你这样去去思想一下，也是有根据的。
And if you think about it, there's some basis in it.
怎么会有那么巧呢？
How could that be such a coincidence?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果我们灵里面是明亮的。
If we are enlightened in our spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到。
And brothers, you can see very clearly.
神为什么预先宣告推罗？给灭掉七十年，然后给得恢复呢？
And why would God prophesy about Tyre would be destroyed for 70 years and will revive again?
这个事情就算发生了，又有什么了不起呢？
So even this has happened, what is the great matter about this?
弟兄姊妹，如果你没有把这个事情跟犹大连在一起，那你觉得这个没有什么了？就是一个邦国的兴衰，没有什么稀奇。
But brothers and sisters, if you do not connect this with Judah, then you would say this is not such a great matter. It's just the rise and fall of a country.
但是这个事实连到犹大的历史的时候，你就不能不注意。
But if you connect this to the history of Judah, then you would have to know this.
因为推罗这个七十年是神做的。
Because this 70 years of Tyre is made by God.
我们留意推罗之下去是因为神要对付他们的高傲。
And we notice that the fall of Tyre is because God was dealing with their pride.
但是神把他们恢复过来有什么理由？
But what is the reason that God would restore them?
有什么目的？
And what is the purpose?
神把他们推翻，神说出有目的的。
And God dealt with them. God said that there's a reason there.
但是是神推翻的，神又把它建立起来，那又是什么目的？
But it's also God who would restore them, and what is the reason?
神没有说。
And God did not say.
就是说，神就是说。
And God only said.
弟兄姊妹，你注意十七节。
But just take note of verse 17.
七十年后，耶和华必眷顾推罗，他就仍得利息。
And the end of 70 years, God would deal with Tyre.
我请弟兄姊妹特别留意眷顾那两个字。
And it says here, God would deal with Tyre or visit Tyre.
七十年后，神要眷顾推罗。
After 70 years, God would visit Tyre.
不但是眷顾推罗，是必眷顾推罗。
And it says God would surely visit Tyre.
那么肯定的。
It's for sure.
你说神没有理由，神怎么会做这个事？
And we say that if God doesn't have a reason, why would he do this?
那么神做这个事理由在哪里？
So what is the reason for God doing this?
这里没说。
And it doesn't say here.
好像这个理由是隐藏住在那里。
It's as if the reason is hidden.
但是我们已经看到了，一定有理由。
But we already know there has to be a reason there.
但是神隐藏了，没有把那个理由说出来。
But God has hid it and did not explain it.
神推倒他们，神说出理由。
That God has explained why he caused them to fall.
神眷顾他们，神没说理由。
But when God said he would have mercy on them, God did not say why.
弟兄姊妹，这样一来你就看到，这七十年有讲究的。
That we will see that this 70 years has a story in it.
当然，七十年后推罗是给重新建起来，不然的话，亚历山大后来要不弄平那个推罗，哪里还有推罗？
And of course, after 70 years, Tyre is built up again. Otherwise, there would be no country for Alexander to deal with.
但是明显不是为了应验要给亚历山大去填平那个海。
But of course, this is not for the sake of Alexander to fill the land, to fill the sea.
因为亚历山大填平那个海。跟神永远的旨意没有什么关系。
Because the fact that Alexander has filled the sea with soil, with land, has nothing to do with God's purpose.
神做过这样的一件事而已。
It's only said that God has done such a thing.
但是这个七十年就跟神永远的旨意有关系了。
But this 70 years has to do with the eternal will of God.
神没有把那个理由说出来。
And God does not say about the reason.
神好像在这里隐藏了那个理由。
It seems like God has hidden the reason.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
到了耶利米的时候，耶利米一说七十年，我们马上就看到了。
At the time of Jeremiah, when he mentioned the 70 years, then we will immediately see this.
什么原因?
And what is the reason?
叫神的百姓在受管教的时候仍然活在指望中。
It is for God's people, while they are being disciplined, they can still live in hope.
他们也许没有把握神是不是真的70年以后要把我们带回去。
And maybe they did not have the assurance whether God would bring them back in 70 years.
但是他们看见一件事啊。
But they see one thing.
神曾经说过推罗要给推翻70年。
That God has said that Tyre will fall for 70 years.
然后神又把他们恢复过了。
And then God restored them.
这个事情神做了。
And this is what God had done.
神照着他说到70年做了。
It's according to the 70 years God has done. 那现在神给我们70年。So now God gives us this 70 years.
那这个70年会不会做呢?
So would he do this?
神会不会做呢?
Would God do this?
神也应该一定会做。
That God should do this.
虽然他们那个时候他们没有把握说神一定做。
Even though at that time they did not have the assurance saying that God would do this for sure.
推罗他们总存着一个希望。
But at the very least that they saw the Tyre and they would have a hope.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他们赶不上神的话是他们自己愚弄自己。
They could not follow into God's words is their foolishness.
但是神说70年就是70年。
But when God said about 70 years, it's 70 years.
但犹大的70年没有来以前，神先让他们看见推罗的70年。
And before the 70 years of Judah arrived, God first let them see the 70 years of Tyre.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他真的是体贴、眷顾属他的人。
Indeed, he is mindful and he cares for those who belong to him.
管教是为了不叫他们走迷。
To discipline is so that they will not walk astray.
就算是在管教的时候，神还是给他们扶持。
Even in the midst of discipline, that God continues to give them support.
那好了，说到推罗的这一件事情。
So now, after we talked about this matter of Tyre,
与犹大与神的百姓有关的。各国的事情神都提到了。
And all the nations that has to do with Judah that God has mentioned about them.
在这一个题目的底下神要说的话说完了。
So under this topic, all the words are spoken.
那么现在就下到24章。
So now we come to chapter 24.
到了24章。
When we come to chapter 24.
那我们必须接连一直要看到27章了。
And we have to read until chapter
27. 你说为什么要看到27章?
And you might ask, why do we have to read into chapter 27?
你读24章,你不要停在24章,你要继续的往前读。
And brothers and sisters, take note that when you read chapter 24, do not stop there, you have to continue on.
一直读完27章,你就很清楚看到。这几章经文的里边说的是什么?
Until you finish chapter 27, then you will understand what's being spoken in these chapters.
从24章我们看到一件事。
In chapter 24, we see one matter here.
神已经借着以赛亚说到犹大被掳的事情要发生，但是没有说到说得耶利米说的那么清楚，那么明确。
That God has already used Isaiah to mention about the Judah will be sent to exile, but it's not as detailed as it is described in the book of Jeremiah.
但是神既然说出他们总会要接受一个被掳的事实。
So God has mentioned that Judah will have to accept this fact of being sent into exile.
神就提出了为什么他们一定。
And God has pointed out the reason why they would be sent to exile.
但是因着犹大的被掳这一件事情。
And because of this captivity of Judah.
就引出了神把他永远的旨意的内容做了一个很隐秘的或者说很朦胧的一个说明。
That God has given a not very clear explanation about His eternal will.
因为从这几章经文里边，你看到一些事情。
Because in these few chapters, you see one thing.
从近处来看。
And from a closer point of view.
你看到巴比伦把犹大掳去。
You see that the Babylonians has taken Judah into captivity.
但是你再多看一下的话，
but if you look, read it a little bit
more, 你看到巴比伦把犹大掳去的那一段事情，没有这里说的那么严厉和严肃。
You see the fact that the Babylonians taken Judah into captivity, it's the condition is not as severe or as serious as it's described here.
从时间上面来留意，那么这一段话所说的也比巴比伦掳去犹大要长远。
And also from a time point of view that this is the time-wise is longer here.
长远到一个什么程度呢？
And how much longer is it?
弟兄姊妹们，我只能用两个字来说。
And my sisters, I can only use these words to describe it.
长远到永远。
It's so long, it lasts to eternity.
那我们读下去的时候，你就看到这个情形。
And when you read on, you will see this condition.
那如果我们看到这样的一个情形的时候，
And when we see this condition,
那弟兄姊妹，你就很清楚地留意到。
And brothers, you will clearly see
that. 从二十四章开始到二十七章。
Beginning from chapter 24 to 27.
神是借着犹大的被掳而引出整个地要乐在大灾难而带进神的国度直到新天新地。
And it is from the exile of Judah God is bringing forth the tribulation also to lead to the new heaven and new earth.
因为从近处来看犹大被掳，
Because when we look at it as a nearer point of view, we can see Judah's sense exile.
说到犹大被掳的时候是何等的凄惨，地是何等的荒凉。
It talks about here how when Judah sent to exile, the land was so desolate, it is so pitiful.
那借着犹大被掳的这一段的历史的经历，来指出将来整个的世界在神的审判的底下，给带到结束的时候，那个光景也在原则上是完全相同。
And through the exile of Judah, it brings forth how the whole land will be brought into the judgment of God and the condition will be the same.
那因此我们也要来注意了。
And then we need to pay attention to this.
神说出这样的一个光景，不是只是说到一个环境上的那个变迁。
That God tells of such a condition is not just the change of the environment.
神所注重的是指出这样的结果，那个原因是什么。
What God wants to emphasize on is that this is what is the reason of this concept of this condition.
如果我们看到神这个心思，
if we can see this heart of God,
你会很清楚地看到犹大的被掳是因着这个原因。
And we can see very clearly the reason that Judah sends exiles because of this reason.
在全地进到大灾难的那个日子里面，仍然是这个原因。
When the whole land is under the great tribulation, it is also because of the same reason.
什么原因呢？
And what is this reason?
好，我们开始从二十四章来留意。
And we'll begin with chapter 24.
一开始你就看到。
In the very beginning, you can see.
他说看啊，耶和华使地空虚，变了荒凉，又翻转大地，将居民分散。
See, the Lord is going to lay waste the earth and devastate it. He will ruin its face and scatter its inhabitants.
弟兄姊妹，光是头一节你就已经看到了。
But this is only the first verse you can see.
巴比伦的毁灭对，巴比伦对犹大的毁灭，在当时来说，的确是这个情形。
And the destruction on Judah by Babylon is indeed like this.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，当巴比伦人来攻进耶路撒冷的时候，把整个城都拆掉，连圣殿都毁掉。
And brothers, you remember when the Babylonians attacked Jerusalem, they took hold of the whole city and destroyed the temple.
所以才有，因为当时历史上有记载说，因为当时那些外国的军队听说圣殿里边埋藏了很多的黄金。
And in history, we can see that the armies thought that there are a lot of gold and a lot of treasures buried in the temple.
当然，圣殿里边的确是很多黄金，墙壁也是黄金，
And of course, in the temple, there is a lot of gold. Even the walls are made of gold.
但是他们不晓得哪里听说，地里也埋了很多黄金。
But for some reason, they heard that the gold is buried under the ground.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到当提波加尼撒王的军队进入罗马了以后，来拆毁圣殿的时候。
So when the army of Nebuchadnezzar attacked and took hold of Jerusalem, they actually destroyed the ground.
所以我们才读到那个以色列人回来重建圣殿的时候，他们那个重建从哪里开始？
So when we read of the book of Israel, when the Israelites came back to rebuild the temple, where did they begin?
从地的根基开始。
They begin from the foundation.
那为什么要地的根基都重新要立的？
And why did they have to rebuild the foundation?
整个圣殿的地都给巴比伦的军队翻起来了。
And it's because even the land of the temple is destroyed by the Babylonians.
但是弟兄们，你看到当时犹大陷落的时候， 从地的那个范围来看，果然是落到这样的可怜。So
we can see that the time when Judah fell on the land is like this condition.
但是神在这里说，
But God said here,
那个范围比耶路撒冷要大。The
boundary is bigger than Jerusalem.
要比犹大要大。It's
bigger than Judah.
神的话在这里不是说， 看啊，耶和华使犹大荒凉，或者说使耶路撒冷荒凉。
And then the God's word said that see the Lord is going to lay waste the earth or Jerusalem.
神怎么说？
What did God say?
耶和华使地荒凉。
It says the Lord is going to lay waste the earth and devastate it.
将居民分散。
He will ruin his face and scatter his inhabitants.
你从这个话你看到， 那个范围是好大，
And from here, you can see that the boundary is really big.
比耶路撒冷大，
It's bigger than Jerusalem.
比犹大大，
Bigger than Judah.
因为这里说是地，
Because here it says the earth.
整个的地，
It's the whole earth.
所以因此弟兄姊妹你就注意到，
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
从近处看是巴比伦的对犹大的掳掠。
And from a closer point of view, this is the attack of Judah from Babylon.
从远处来看，是这个世代的末了，神要把地带到尽头。
And if you look at it from a distance, you see this is the end of the earth that God would bring upon it.
神要把这个旧天旧地结束。
And God will put an end to this old heaven and old earth.
而带进新天新地。
And he will bring forth the new heaven and new earth.
那所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这里的时候，我们就看到了。
So brothers, when we read to here, we will see.
我们不停在犹大的被掳。
And we would not stop at the captivity of Judah.
而我们要看到很遥远很遥远的永远。
And we will see into the eternity far, far away.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
And brothers and sisters,
take note. 地是这样,
this is what it is of the earth. How about the people?
他说那时百姓怎样，祭司也怎样，仆人怎样，主人也怎样，婢女怎样，主母也怎样，买物的是怎样，卖物的也怎样，放债的怎样，借债的也怎样，取利的怎样，出利的也怎样。
It says in verse 2, it will be the same for priest as for the people, for master as for servant, for mistress as for maid, for seller as for buyer, for borrower as for lender, for debtor as for creditor.
弟兄姊妹，在这里提到一大堆的各种各样的人。
Verses here it mentioned about a lot of different kinds of people.
但是那个结果就是说都没有两样。
But the result is they are all the same.
不管你是什么人，
No matter who you
不管你的背景是如何，
are，
不管你的背景是如何，
No matter what your background is，
不管你的社会地位是怎样，
No matter what your social status is，
也不管你整个的表达有什么特别与别人不同，
no matter how different you are from other people，
到了那个日子，
on that day，
都一样，
it will be the same，
都一样是什么？
And what does it mean by the same？
都一样在落到神的击打里头。
It's the same under God's discipline。
我们了解到像这样的一种光景。
And we can understand in such a condition，
在犹大被掳的时候，你还是看不见。
That you would not see it even at the time when Judah is sent into exile.
我们读耶利米书，我们读到啊。
And in the book of Jeremiah, we read this.
王是被掳去了。
That the king was sent into exile.
很多那个高尊贵人被掳去了。
And many of the honorable people were taken into exile.
有点本领的人也给掳去了。
And those people with capabilities, they are taken into exile. But then you see.
在巴比伦占领下的犹大，他还能立一个省长啊
？That the Judah that's occupied by Babylon, they can still have a governor there.
那犹大被掳的时候，他的那个整个政治的结构还可以显得出来啊
？And Judah still have a political structure even at the time of exile.
但是这里说的就不管你是怎么样。
But here it says, no matter who you are,
都一样,
it's the same.
那一个愁苦里的。
It's the same, they are in such a pitiful condition.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
那因此我们就肯定了，从近处来说，是说到犹大被掳的那个光景。
And we can see that at a closer point of view, we can see it mentions about the exile of Judah.
但是实际来说，乃是说到这个末后的日子的光景。
But in reality, it's talking about the end days.
这个就是圣经里边所提到那个双重应验的其中一个很明显的例子。
And this is one of the examples that's mentioned in the Bible about double fulfillment.
所以在这里就说到了地上是悲哀哀惨，世界败落衰残，地上居高位的人也败落了。地被其上的居民污秽了。
And in verse 4 it says, the earth dries up and withers, the world languishes and withers, the exalted of the earth languish.
就带出了神为什么这样对付地。
And it brings forth why, or the reason why God deal with the land like this.
神说得很清楚。
That God explains it very clearly.
当然你从字面上来说，你是说，这是说犹大。
And from the letters, we would say that this is talking about Judah.
但是若是你看到这里是不单是限于犹大，而是限于全地的话，你就看到全地都是在那个原则里。
But if you can see that this is not just limited to Judah, but the whole land, then you see the whole land is in such a condition.
虽然神在这里说出的是以犹大的百姓做听话的对象。
Even though here God is talking to the people of Judah as someone who's listening.
但是整个事情的那个范围是全地。
But the boundary of the whole matter is the whole land.
那弟兄姊妹，你从这里你又看见了。
And brothers and sisters, you also see from here.
我只给弟兄姊妹们。
And I'll point it out for brothers and sisters.
接下去第五节的那个第二句开始。
In verse 5, starting from the second sentence.
那是神说出神这样对付地的那个原因。
And God tells us about the reason why he dealt with the land this way.
背了律例，背了永约。
Because they have disobeyed the laws, violated the statutes, and broken the everlasting covenant.
用说从字面来看，这个话只有以色列人可以听得进去。
And from the words that it seems as only the Israelites can hear.
在以赛亚说话的时候，就只有犹大可以有条件听得进去。
And at the time when Isaiah was speaking, it's only Judah have the condition to hear.
因为只有他们才有律法。
Because only they have the laws.
只有他们才有律例。
And they are the only ones who have the statutes.
只有他们才和神是有那个永约的那个关系在那里。
And it is only them who have the everlasting covenant with God.
那所以我们看到神当时说话的直接的对象是对着犹大。
So that we can see the direct object of God's words is Judah.
但是你一看再上看下去的时候。
But if you continue to read on.
弟兄姊妹你就看到那个范围就大了。
And brothers and sisters, you can see the boundary is truly great.
六节。
Verse 6.
所以地被咒诅，吞灭住在其上的显为有罪，地上的居民被火焚烧，剩下的人稀少。
Therefore, a curse consumes the earth. Its people must bear the guilt. Therefore, earth's inhabitants are burned up, and very few are left.
因此你看到这里的时候，你就看到这个范围就扩大了好多了。
And verses, when you read this, you see the boundary has expanded a lot.
扩大了那个地了。
It's expanded to the land.
并且说他这个地是落在焚烧的里头了。
And it talks about how the earth is burned up.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到彼得后书那里边，你就看到了。
And brothers, if you read the book of Second Peter, you will see.
那个地最后的结局是什么
？What is the end result of the earth?
就是给烈火焚烧嘛。
It will be burned by fire.
是地给焚烧呀。
It's the earth will be burned.
不是地上的房屋给焚烧。
It's not the houses on the earth.
不是上两个礼拜的南加州的那个森林大火烧掉了好多的房子，那个焚烧了。
It's not like the fire burnt in Southern California that a lot of houses were burned.
而是整个地都在那里烧起来。
But the whole earth is burned up.
因为到末了的时候，神要做工做到一个地步，把这个旧的地都废掉。
Because at the very end, God would work to such a point, the whole earth would be done away with.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
And so, brothers and sisters, you can see.
如果从近处来看，是犹大被掳。
If you look at it from a closer point of view, it's the exile of Judah.
从远处来看，这个地给毁灭。
But at the distance, this is the earth that will be destroyed.
那就是说，这个地到了尽头的那个时候。
Which is to say, the earth has come to an end.
哦，所以底下再下去了，你就看到那个地落到一个何等的凄惨和荒凉的光景。
So if we continue to read on, we can see how the land has come into such a desolate and pitiful condition.
但是真是有意思。
But it is truly very meaningful.
虽然如果你看到这样的一个场面的时候，你就在那里说，那地还有前途吗？
So even if you say, if you look at the condition, then you might ask if there's still a future for the land.
活在这个地的人还有前途吗？
Is there a future for those who live on the land?
你说怎么可能有前途？
And you say, how's it possible they still have a future?
连地都烧了，烧掉了。
Because even the earth is burned up.
那地上的人还能有路走吗？
And is there still a way for the people on this land?
真是有意思。
It's very interesting.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
But sisters, you can see.
神的话说到这。
The word of God has stopped here.
就说到有一些称为渔民的人出来了。
And it continued to say that there are some people called the remnants.
就是说剩下的人。
Which is the people who are left.
当然这些人很少了。
Of course, these are just a few.
弟兄姊妹，你留意13节。
When sister take note of verse 13.
他说，在地上的万民中，必像打过的橄榄树，又像一摘的葡萄，所剩无几。
And says here, so it will be on earth and among the nations as when an olive tree is beaten, and as when gleanings are left after the grape harvest.
而且说到渔民的问题了。
This is about the remnants.
当然，一提到渔民这个问题的时候。
And when we mention about the remnants,
又有那个大范围和小范围的那个区别。
And that's also this difference between the big boundary and the small boundary.
小范围就是指着以色列。
The small boundary is about Israel.
大范围就是指着全地。
And the big boundary is about the whole land.
那这一个事情啊。
And this matter.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的看到。
And brothers, you can see very clearly.
如果我们要用新约的话来配上去，让我们能明白的更明确一点的。
If we are to use the words in the New Testament so that we can understand it more clearly.
如果这个渔民呢，是指着犹大说的，以色列说的。
If this remnants is talking about Israel.
那是什么呢？
And what is it?
那是启示录里边所提到的，在哈米吉多顿那一场战役胜下来，退到耶路撒冷，然后给围攻，再经过死伤所剩下的那少数的犹大人，以色列人。
And these are the Israelites that's mentioned in the book of Revelation after the war of Armageddon, and those are the people who have retreated to Jerusalem.
这一批人是渔民。
And these people are the remnants.
如果你说扩到整个地来说呢
？And if you referred it to the whole land,
那弟兄姊妹就可以看到马太福音25章那里说到那个山羊和绵羊审判的时候，那一批绵羊。
And then you will see in the book of Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, it's about the judgment between the goats and the lambs.
那个是在万民当中的渔民。
And the lambs would be the remnants among the people.
上头所说的就是以色列中的余民。
And what mentioned before is the remnants of Israel.
那弟兄姊妹，这些事情都是要等到我们的主回来，地上经过大灾难以后就出现了。
And brothers and sisters, these things would happen after the Lord returned and the whole land goes through the great tribulation.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
那从十四节就说到这批余民。
And from verse 14, it talks about the remnant.
这些渔民怎么样呢？
And how are these remnants?
他们认识神了。
They know the Lord.
他们知道敬拜神了。
And they know to worship the Lord.
他们也在那里实在的在那里高声欢呼的歌唱神了。
And they are there to sing praises to God.
把荣耀归给神了。
And said glory to God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这是说到渔民他们的结局。
It talks about the end results of the remnant.
但是当然，以赛亚书里面说这些都是说的朦朦胧胧的。如果没有新约的那个经文给我们来印证，我们根本就不知道这里面说什么。
And of course, in the book of Isaiah, these are talked about not very clearly. If it wasn't for the words in the New Testament, we could not confirm it.
连以赛亚当时也不知道这是说什么。
And even Isaiah himself would not understand what this was talking about.
那这个十六节的下半。
And if we read the second half of verse 16.
那接连的几节经文一直到十六节的上半就说到将来少数人让神保存下来。
And those verses before chapter verse 16 until the first half of chapter 16.
大部分人都不是在大灾难的里边给对付掉，也在国度的审判的里边给对付掉。
That a few will be saved by God, but most will go through the tribulation or the judgment.
以赛亚是看到这个。
And Isaiah saw this.
所以他看到渔民的这个事实的时候
，So when he saw the fact about the remnants，
他不知道这个整个的实际的情形是怎样，他只是朦朦胧胧看到事情是这样发展。
That he could not see this very clearly, but he could see vaguely how it would happen。
哎，所以他就在那里有反应了。
So he had a reaction。
他说
，And he said。
我消灭了，我消灭了。
I waste away, I waste away.
我有祸了。
Woe to me.
诡诈的行诡诈，诡诈的大行诡诈。以上一直说了许许多多的事情。
And the treacherous betray with treachery, the treacherous betray, and there are many words after this. And what does it talk about?
没有人能逃避这样的一个难处了。
Is nobody can escape this hardship.
原因就是说，那里就说到天上的窗户都开了。
The reason is that it says here the floodgates of the heavens are opened and the foundations of the earth shake.
那船然破坏了，船然崩裂了，大大震动了，地要东倒西歪了。
And it's broken up, split asunder, thoroughly shaken.
那里一天和地，他轻轻描淡写这样，所以说你也看到那个情形的严重。
It talks about heaven and earth, even with only these few words, you can see how serious the condition is.
他说的天的窗户打开了。
He talks about the floodgates of the heavens open.
弟兄姊妹，你立刻就会联想到一件事。
And brothers, you will immediately connected to something else. What is this?
挪亚的洪水。
Is the flood of Noah.
天上的窗户打开。
The floodgates of the heavens opened.
不是天打开了。
It's not that the heaven is open.
是天上的窗户打开了。
It's the floodgates of the heavens are open.
这是挪亚的洪水里面用过的话。
These are the words used during the flood of Noah.
天是这样清这样的显出那个光景。
That the heavens manifest this condition.
地呢？
How about the earth?
上礼拜二我们这里也尝了一下。
And last week we have a taste of it.
但是那是小儿科。
But it was just a small matter.
根本算不得什么。
It's not big deal.
但是那个时候的问题就不那么简单了。
But at that time, it is not such a simple matter anymore.
整个地都翻转过来。
That the whole earth would shake and turn around.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意了。
Take note.
什么时候发生这件事？
When will this happen?
巴比伦掳犹大的时候没有这些事。
It did not happen when Babylon took Judah into captivity.
这些事都是在 这个世代末了的时候才有的。
And these will only happen during the end times of the generation.
并且你再看到一些事情。
And also you see something else.
什么事呢？
And what are these?
神的审判。
It's the judgment of God.
接下去最末了那几句就说到神的审判。
The last few verses talked about the judgment of God.
神的追讨。
It's the pursuing of God.
这是全地的。
This is about the whole earth.
因为当神的追讨一显出来的时候。
Because when the chastening of God manifests,
月亮要蒙羞，日头要惭愧。
That the moon will be put to shame and the sun will be ashamed.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个是影响全地的。
But sisters, you see that this affects the whole land.
你读启示录的时候，就读到有这样的事情来了。
And when you read the book of Revelation, you can see this happening.
日头要日头要日头要变红，如羊毛。
The sun will turn red.
那个满月要变红。
And the full moon will turn red.
这是大灾难的时候的事情。
And these are the matters during the great tribulation.
是弟兄姊妹，你看到，在这一个时候，神借着犹大被掳的事情，就引出了那么这一个悖逆的地。在神面前所接受的那一个结局。
So through the exile of Judah, that God has bring forth the rebellious land, how it has to deal with the condition. And after all this happened,
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事了。
And brothers and sisters, you will see one thing.
耶和华在锡安山，在耶路撒冷作王。
That the Lord Almighty will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem.
什么时候
？And when is this?
国度的时候才有这个事情。
It's during the time of the kingdom that this will happen.
在地上作王。
Our Lord will reign on earth.
那些敬畏他的长老在他的面前就有荣耀。
And the elders who revere the Lord will have glory.
我们感谢主，弟兄姊妹，你看到。
We thank the Lord, the brothers and sisters, you can see.
这是什么？这是什么
？What is this？
这不是隐隐约约的说到，教会要与基督一同在国度作王
？Isn't it telling us hiddenly that the church will reign with the Lord in the kingdom？
站在国度的百姓的眼中，教会不是成了那个时候的长老吗
？In the eyes of the people in the kingdom, isn't the church the elders？
他们都得着荣耀。
That they have all gained glory.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
好了，那为什么神从犹大的被掳就引出说到末后的日子的那些事呢
？And why would God from talking about the exile of Judah to talk about what would happen in the end days？
那弟兄姊妹，到了二十五章你就看到。
And in chapter 25 you will see.
二十五章，那就是经历了这些事情的人，他们在神面前所发表的那一个心情。
This in chapter 25 is those who have experienced these things, how they express the feelings before God.
弟兄们，你注意二十四章的十四节。
Verses take note of chapter
20. 那里说到那些渔民。
It talks about the remnant.
他说这些人，这些人，这些人是什么人？就是那批渔民。
In chapter 24, verse 14, it talks about those people. These people are the remnants.
他们有什么反应呢
？And what are the responses?
要高声欢呼。
They will shout for joy.
他们为耶和华的威严从海那里扬起身来。
When from the west they acclaim the Lord's majesty.
然后他们在东方荣耀耶和华，在众海岛荣耀耶和华。
And in the east give glory to the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个事情。
But sisters, when you see this.
现在呢，在二十五章你就看到这批人那个在神面前的那个感觉和反应。
Now in chapter 25, we can see this group of people, the feelings and the expression before God.
这也是说出。神给属他的人的管教和约束的 那个目的。
Which is the reason of God's discipline for those who belong to Him.
就是要把人带回神起初造人的目的。
Which is to bring man back to the original purpose of creation. Now this group of people,
他们经历过这样的事情。
And they have gone through these things.
他们在神的面前就说了。
And before God, they say,
耶和华，你是我的神。
O Lord, you are my God.
我要遵从你，我要称赞你的名。
I will exalt you and praise your name.
因为你以忠信诚实行过奇妙的事，成就你古时所定的。
For in perfect faithfulness you have done marvelous things, things planned long ago.
他们怎么知道神做过这件事？
How did they know that God has done these?
他们自己亲身的经历。
Because they have experienced these personally.
是他们自己亲身的经历过来，他们认识了神了。
That they have experienced this personally.
所以他们在那敬拜神了。
Then they know God and they worship God.
那弟兄姊妹，我插出是说一件小事。
And my sister, I'll digress a little.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得以赛亚书大部分是诗歌的题材的。
And my sister, you know that the book of Isaiah, most of it is the topic for him.
我们现在读以赛亚书在中文里边全都是散文的题材的，句式文的题材的。
And in Chinese, in the book of Isaiah, is in the essay form.
英文也是这样。
And also in the English translation.
但是呢，有一些版本，他们多做了一些功夫，把诗歌的那个部分就用诗歌的那个形式印出来。
And for other translations that they have. They have put in some effort and make the part that are hymns in the form of hymns.
现在我们用的那个横两节吧，两节分开两节那个和合本就有这个了。你要知道哪一部分是诗歌，你翻那个中文的那个两节的那个版本，你就看到了。
And if you look at the union version, that you can see there in one page there are two columns.
那你就看到了，绝大部分的以赛亚书是诗歌。
And you can see most of the Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the parts they are hymns.
那现在二十五章里边呢，你一读你也知道，那很自然是诗歌。
And now in chapter 25, you can see very naturally this is in a hymn form.
那。在诗歌里边就发表他们对神的认识。
And in the hymns they express the knowledge about God.
他在这里就敬拜神了。
They're there to worship God.
他们怎么知道神是这样可受敬拜的呢？
And how do they know God is worthy of worship?
弟兄姊妹，你看上面接上去那一段，我只提出来就好。
And verses I'll just mention what follows.
就说出他们所经历过的事情。
It talks about the things that they have experienced.
他们经历过什么事情呢？
And what have they experienced?
他们看见神使城变为乱堆，使坚固城变为荒场。
They have seen that God has made the city a heap of rubble, a fortified town.
使外邦人的宫殿的城不再为城，永远不再建造。
And the foreigner's stronghold, a city no more, it will never be rebuilt.
所以刚强的民呢，必荣耀你；强暴之国的城必敬畏你。
Therefore, strong peoples will honor you. Cities of ruthless nations will revere you.
问题就在下边了。
And now here comes the issue.
第四节，因为当强暴人吹鼻人的时候，如同暴风直吹长那个长鼻，你就做了贫穷人的保障，做了困乏人极难中的保障，上躲暴风的之处，做被炎热的阴凉。
And in verse 4 it says, You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a storm from the storm, and a shade from the heat.
你要压制外邦人的喧荒，好像干燥地的热气煞热，禁止强暴人的海歌，好像热气被云影消化。
You silence the uproar of foreigners as heat is reduced by the shadow of a cloud, so the song of the ruthless is stilled.
弟兄姊妹，你看看。这里说到的事情就是那个渔民的经历。
My sisters, these things that are mentioned here is the experience of the remnant.
他们在耶路撒冷那里给围攻的时候，他们没有路走的时候，他们只有死路一条的时候。
When they were besieged in the city of Jerusalem, they had no way out.
当他们在那里 求告他们祖宗的神的时候
when they were there to plead to the God of the forefathers
我们的主就带同教会一同降临到地上
that our Lord will come with the church and descend to the earth
让他们这些无望的人得了拯救
so that these hopeless people would have a deliverance This is the experience.
是他们在那个经历里面认识了这一位神了。
It's within the experience they know this God.
不光是他们自己有这个经历。
Not only is them themselves have the experience.
同时他也看见国度显出来的时候，列国也在神的面前承受神的丰富。
And when the kingdom is manifested, all the nations will receive God's abundance.
所以在底下你就看到他是怎样在山上为万民摆设宴。
So follow on, it says on the mountain, the Lord will prepare a feast for all people.
又在这山上，就是在国度里头哈，除此那个遮盖万民之物和遮蔽万国蒙脸的牌子。
And also on this mountain, which is the kingdom, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all people, the sheets that covers all nations.
他怎么做成这个事情呢
？How could he fulfill this?
弟兄姊妹，注意怎么说
？Francis, take note of what it says here.
他已经吞灭死亡，直到永远。
He will swallow up death forever.
你要注意的是“已经”那两个字。
And in the Chinese translation, it says he has swallowed up death forever.
刚才以赛亚说话的时候，我们的主还没有复活。
During time when Isaiah's Lord has not directed.
但是以赛亚是做预言。
Now Isaiah is speaking in
prophecy. 说到国度的时候那个事情。
He's talking of matters in
the kingdom. 但是如果国度这个事情摆出了时候。
But when matter of the kingdom laid out.
那是什么时候呢
？And when is that?
是主已经复活，已经做了死亡。
It's after God is resurrected, He has swallowed up death.
不是吞灭死亡，并且吞灭死亡到永远。
No, has He swallowed death? He has swallowed death forever.
我们感谢我们的神。
Thank our God.
第四方面，这是渔民的经历。
But this is the experience of the
men. 当然是我们的记了。
And of course, it's also our.
我们现在已经先尝到复活的主所带出的那个恩典。
Today we have a foretaste of the blessing of the resurrected Lord.
我们也尝到主忏我们的泪的那个恩惠。
We have tasted the grace of the wiping away our tears.
因为为了神，除掉我们的羞辱。
And we have experienced how He removed the disgrace from us.
但是弟兄们，当以赛亚说这些话的时候，那是预言。
But Francis, when Isaiah spoke, it's a prophecy.
整个的实现要过渡。演出的时候
fulfillment will be at the time of the kingdom.
新约的教会预先已经尝到这个。
But the church, New Testament, had already had a foretaste of it. But it did not mention it about the church.
但我们今天站在新约的这个地位上面，我们知道这个事情，不必等到国度的日子，我们是预先尝到了。
But today, when we're standing in New Testament time, that we don't have to wait till the time of the kingdom, we can taste it.
现在有意思了。
And now is meaningful.
到那日
and in that day,
什么时候
and what is day?
就是显现的时候
is day when all this is manifested.
人必说
and who will say?
什么
and who these people? The remnant.
犹太以色列剩的人
and people that are in Israel.
他们一说
and will say for sure.
说什么
and what would they say?
弟兄姊妹注意
but sisters take note.
注意了
take.
看那是我们的，我们是来等候他。
Surely this is our God. We trust in Him.
他拯救我 and, say, 这是耶和华
and he said this is the Lord
我们素来等候他
we trust in him
我们因他的救欢喜快乐
let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation
哎呀弟兄姊妹们
sisters
现在犹大以色列他们看准了
now Judah and Israel they have accurate seeing
他们素来是等候耶和华
that they have waited for the Lord
不能说他们不是等候耶和华
and let's say that they didn't wait or trust the Lord
犹太人他们还是那里等候弥赛亚
And in the Jews today are still waiting for
Messiah. 可是他们不图蒙恩，一直等到主降临在地上带领国度的时候，他们才在那里说：“我们素来等候他。”也就是说出蒙恩。
But they are still foolish and confused right now until they the Lord came to this earth. What they say?
我们一直来都没有停过等候我们的弥赛亚。
They have never stopped waiting for the Messiah.
但是我们等候来后去，我们等候错了。
But the person that we've been waiting for, we're waiting for the one.
我们把神给我们的弥赛亚都钉在十字架上。
And as a result, we even crucified the Messiah God gave us.
现在我们看到。
Now we see.
他果然我们素来所等候的。
He is truly the one that we've always waited for.
他一定拯救我们。
He will save us for sure.
以前我们因为等候错了。
Before, because we were waiting,
来到我们接我们却不理他。
We were waiting for the wrong one, and came and we did not know him.
他要拯救我们，我们拒绝他。
Wanted to save us, we reject.
但现在我们知道。
But now we know.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意到以色列人在那个时候说这一句话的时候。
But sisters, do you understand what Israelites when they say these words?
他的感觉和情绪。
Feeling and emotion.
是怎么样的？
And what those are?
是不是满了喜乐？
Are they full of joy?
肯定他们有喜乐。
It's sure they have joy.
在喜乐里带着忧伤。
But within joy there's sadness.
喜乐里面带着那个苦味。
With joy, there's bitterness.
因为长久以来，我拒绝这一位弥赛亚。
Because for a long time, we have rejected this Messiah.
弟兄姊妹们，当我把这个情挪到会撒玛撒加利亚书的十二章里的时候
，Versus if we move these things to the book of Zechariah chapter 10,
弥赛亚看到
，and then see.
我们那读那个卷书的时候，我们也特别过出来了。
And when we read the book of Zechariah, we pulled out. 弥赛亚
在一。
We said the household of David is one place, and the Levi in one place,
四美家一处
and the Shemai is there in one place,
男的一处
and the male is one place, and the female is in one place.
在那是什么？
And what are doing?
在那里悔，
and they are to repent.
在那里背着过去长久的拒绝是儿子而忧伤，
and they were sad because they rejected the Son of God.
接着
The Lord.
终极以赛亚指着他们
And Isaiah pointed at them.
他们那时候会说一句话了
They, that time they would say this.
这是我们素来所等候的
And this is the one we have waited for.
我们感谢
We thank the Lord.
终极他们认识
At the very end, they understand.
我们感谢我们的神
We thank God.
本来我想把二十七真的是今天晚上就把它这带完
Originally,
清楚的一直是看幕后的事情
Originally, I want to finish chapter 27 so we can have a very clear concept about the things, but we could not do it tonight.
我们只能停在
And we have to stop here.
但是也记住
But thank God, because we indeed see.
记住犹大被掳事情，神要一面用着近处的推挪，同时也用了永远的安排，来让以色列人。在管教鞭打的里头，如果他们能理会主说话
，and it's the book of Isaiah through time what they experience and the exile Judah and the also the arrangement eternity that God wants to let us see，
他们在困苦的里面仍然是活在指望中
，that even during hardship they are living in hope。
但以理就是一个非常明确的见证人，说明在困苦中。
And Daniel is a very clear example that even hardship, he hope and for God. Thank God.
神他的百姓这样的心。
God has this toward his people.
那神对我们这些做他儿女的人。
And toward us who are his children.
神的怜悯恩典真的是加倍又加倍的在那里等着我们。
That God's mercy and grace is waiting for us.
我们今天晚上就停在这。
We'll end here.